The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save a Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al. Happy to be here.
Well, me too. And it's a pleasure to see some sunshine. We've had a couple of miserable days with a lot of rain and no sun. But today, there seems to be glimpses of what sun could look like here in South Florida. I know you've arranged a very special guest today. And before we bring on the guest, I do want to make a mention that at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to be making a very special announcement that I think will interest a lot of people. So please make sure you stay tuned at the bottom of the hour, because after we finish the break, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to make a very special announcement I think most people will enjoy hearing. So, Janet, with that said, I am going to now give it to you so you can introduce our very, very special guest.
Our very, very special guest this morning is Maggie Johnny, and she is the educator for Renew Life. And we're going to have a very comprehensive educational experience, learn some things about probiotics and our digestive systems that we might not necessarily know. So good morning, Maggie. I'm so happy to have you join us this morning. Welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We are going to have such a very comprehensive talk. I think our listeners are going to be very well served with the information that you can share with them. We're talking about Renew Life. Maggie, I think that a lot of our listeners may very well know about the origins of Renew Life, but for those of our listeners who might not necessarily be familiar with Renew Life, you want to talk a little bit about how Renew Life got started?
Sure. Well, we're about to celebrate our 20th anniversary next year in 2017, so we're very excited about that. Been around a little while, and we've really specialized in digestive care, where not a lot of companies had originally. Many supplement companies might have had a line of vitamins and minerals, and we just really focused on the digestive system and supporting the gut. So we specialize in probiotics, fiber, enzymes, cleanses, fish oils, and we really take a holistic perspective that you want to support the foundation of your health, your gut, because from there, all else really stems. You know, you've got to support good digestion if you want to support overall health.
So important for people to understand that that is absolutely the source of their good health, the source of their body's ability to access nutrients. And I think that, unfortunately, the American population is dealing with so many different threats to the healthy function of their digestive systems. So if you would, do you want to mention some of the things that might interfere with a healthy digestive tract?
Sure. Well, you're so very right. About 66% of Americans reported having some kind of a digestive issue within the past 12 months. So we're really dealing with a whole lot of digestive dysfunction due to a number of factors. And many of us sort of fall victim to this, especially during this time of the year where we overindulge and whatnot. But all of those factors sort of converge with a lot of us in America, because we're talking about things like stress, aging, eating maybe an unhealthy diet, environmental toxins, which we're all exposed to, unfortunately, and even certain medications. A lot of your listeners may not realize, but certain medications can affect the digestive system, and there may even be warnings on some of the medications that we take regularly regarding your gut, and a lot of people just sort of overlook that. So not only is it sort of one thing or maybe another, but it's many, many factors converging together, leading to a sort of a perfect storm of digestive dysfunction, unfortunately.
Maggie, I have a question, and one for Janet as well. What did people do before Renew Life came to the marketplace?
Well, it's funny. I mean, digestive health is so important to overall health, yet really no other company had really specialized in it. Previous to our coming onto the scene, there might have been some maybe traditional remedies. Going back even further, hundreds of years, people would consume fermented foods on a regular basis, and a lot of the traditional holistic practices around digestion involve fermented foods and eating a quite different diet. Of course, nowadays, since the Industrial Revolution, our foods have really changed. Our food supply has changed, and the way we cook has changed. So we eat a lot more processed foods, a lot more cooked foods, and those sort of convenience foods, like fast foods in particular, which contain very little fiber, very few nutrients, and, of course, no good bacteria. So fermented foods are sort of the traditional way that we had always supported digestive health. And now, this day and age, very few people consume fermented foods anymore.
So when people went to their doctor 20 years ago or 25 years ago complaining about stomach distress, or they couldn't enjoy a meal because their stomachs were upset, what did the allopathic physicians do at that point?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up. I just had a little chat with a friend recently, and saying that her mother was told, 50 years ago, that she had spastic colon. I don't know if you've ever heard that term, spastic colon. It's what they used to call IBS way back when. And to that end, I mean, spastic colon, I mean, what does that even mean? A lot of these digestive dysfunctions that weren't specifically pointing to a physical issue in the gut, they were just sort of thought of being all in your head. You know, you're making it up, or you're just crazy or something. Very little attention was paid to these occasional digestive issues. People now believe that having, a lot of fullness after you eat, or gas and bloating, or even occasional constipation, are just sort of a way of life, and that's just normal. When in fact, we all know that is not normal, and there could be some very simple changes made to help alleviate that.
Well, you at Renew Life have put forth some of the remedies that people are using and could possibly be using instead of using a pharmaceutical to solve a problem. And I know Brenda Watson was very instrumental in doing PBS broadcast explaining the benefits of using natural supplements versus getting a pharmaceutical from a mainstream practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
Where does someone start with a Renew Life product in getting their digestive system back in proper functioning?
Well, you're very right. Brenda was instrumental in pushing forward the idea that we don't necessarily need to fix the symptom. We need to figure out why we're experiencing that symptom and really get to the root cause. And supporting your digestive health is really all about that, making sure you have the fundamental tools present in the diet to support the gut. And you say, you're asking, where to begin. Well, our core digestive message is around probiotics, enzymes, and fiber. Well, if you were to consume a super healthy, rich in fermented foods, high-fiber diet the way that we're sort of intended to, well, maybe you wouldn't need as many of those supplements because your diet would be ideal. However, unfortunately, as many of your listeners know, I mean, it's just tough to do it all. It's tough to get every nutrient in your diet. It's tough to eat the types of foods that provide all this nourishment. Our supplements are really designed to work with a healthy diet and just do just that, supplement that diet. and make sure that you're getting those factors, the fiber, the probiotics, and the enzymes each day.
It's so important for people to understand that taking a supplement means just that. Mm-hmm. It is that supplement relies on the foundation of a truly comprehensive and health-supporting diet. So their lifestyle actually is the foundation of that overall good health. And maybe they have a little bit of a genetic situation where there's a familial predisposition to some sort of digestive issue. It could be constipation. It could be diarrhea. It could be indigestion. It could be a variety of different situations that arise that seem to run in their families. And one of the things that I always point out to people when I'm doing counseling with them is the fact that it runs in your family, let's think about this. Might you be eating the same foods prepared in the same way? And consequently, that is a contributing factor to the family having these similar issues. Mm-hmm. When we talk about supplementing and beginning to address the underlying causes associated with digestive dysfunction, would you suggest that people begin with a cleanse? Where do you tell people that they should begin?
Well, it's very individual, wouldn't you say? I mean, so few people really understand that we're not just cookie cutter, you know, replicas of each other. Each of us have a unique microbial footprint. Each of us have a unique dietary set of needs. And with that, I really like to kind of get an idea for the person and what they're experiencing. What are some of their symptoms? What do they most want to address? If I'm talking to someone with occasional constipation, I would probably start them out with a cleansing item. Just to kind of get them going. And then as that sort of corrects itself, we want to make sure we are introducing fiber and probiotics and then sort of add in the enzymes with meals. I like to sort of see what the issue is and then move forward accordingly.
Okay, so beginning with the issue, and so you, with the different products from Renew Life, you find that a personal approach is the most important approach. I hear music, and hearing that music means that it's time for us to take a break. Here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman and our very special guest, Maggie Johnny, and she is educating us about the digestive tract and specifically about Renew Life products. Stay tuned, more to come.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers, all of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We're broadcasting from Janet's office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. And her palatial office here can accommodate people coming in to find out whether or not they can choose different supplements, such as we're speaking about today, for digestive health, how they can improve what is occurring in their body. Most people kind of take it as a quick relief when they go to a drugstore and pick up a heartburn relief or a gas relief or something to settle their stomach down. But what we're trying to get into today is why people should be taking either probiotics along with digestive enzymes or just suffering, because you do suffer when you have stomach distress. And I think Renew Life, in my opinion, probably has the widest variety of probiotics for anybody that has stomach distress. And Maggie, maybe you can get into some of the different formulations where you go from a 6 billion probiotic to a 200 billion probiotic. Why would one be better than the other if it's a probiotic?
Yeah, there's a lot of range there. It kind of depends on the issue, of course. As you mentioned, there's various degrees of distress, whether it's stomach-related or, you know, lower in the gut. Starting with kind of a baseline probiotic often makes the most sense. And what I mean by that is maybe a lower potency item compared to the big chunk of our line. Something like a 15 billion or a 30 billion, for instance, are really in our maintenance category, meaning that they're a good starting point and they're really a perfectly good maintenance dose for someone just wanting a normal support for digestive health and immunity. Now, if someone has more specific issues, like let's say, you know, urinary, vaginal issues, they might go with the women's item with a higher percentage of lactobacilli, which are the species that tend to be more effective for that. Likewise, if someone has more lower digestive issues or colon issues, they might want to go with a formula with a higher bifido content, bifidobacteria being the species more native to the colon. So we have a Colon Care 80 billion, which I love to recommend, that has a variety of bifido strains that are unique to our line. And from there, you can kind of go in a number of directions. We have a men's formula. We have a women's formula. We have an adult 50-plus as well as children's and baby formulas. So lots of options, but ultimately it just comes back to, you know, do you need kind of a baseline or do you have a specific issue that can be addressed?
I talk to people about the differences between using a therapeutic dose of a probiotic versus maintenance or even a category of prevention. Now, you mentioned something interesting. Is there anything different about the colon chemistry of individuals, let's say, who are over the age of 60? So older individuals, might they have a specific need for something different?
Yeah, actually, it's interesting you mentioned that. There's some pretty foundational research that was done quite a while ago that talked about the decline in good bacteria levels at a particular age. In the study, they pinpointed age 50. They saw a decline in bifidobacteria populations after the age of 50. So we always point to that as a pretty good reason to ensure that your supplement contains a high percentage of bifido. Now, it doesn't have to be, you know, 100%, but we typically go with 60 or above with our formulations. So, for instance, our adult 50-plus item, which is one of our best sellers, is a 60% bifidobacteria formulation, and that's designed to help replace bifidobacteria lost with age. So that one is a great one to look at for folks of a certain age.
Okay, so for folks of a certain age, what a very lovely way of putting it, the idea, might they also need to focus specifically on certain things to include in their diet and focus also on eliminating certain foods?
Oh, great question. Well, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, you do have to take a holistic approach if you want to really look at it more completely. And that includes diet. And what do you want to look at? Well, you want to look at the types of foods you're eating. Are you eating more of those fiber-containing foods, which can encourage the growth of good bacteria? Or are you eating foods that may be more difficult to digest, that may putrefy in the gut, leading to bad bacteria? Or, let's say, for instance, high sugar products with processed sugars and the like that can ferment as well, causing negative bacteria to grow, and also yeasts. So you really do have to kind of take a look at the profile of the diet and whether there's enough balance there. I always like to focus on what to include as opposed to what to eliminate, because it helps people kind of focus on what's good about the diet. I love high fiber foods. In particular, prebiotic rich foods are really excellent. Garlic and onions and leeks, asparagus, artichoke. There are multiple foods that naturally contain prebiotic material, which good bacteria in your gut use as fuel. So if you focus on prebiotic foods, and then let's say maybe take a supplement as well, which can be very helpful just to add to that, what you're doing is you're cultivating the environment in your gut so it's more hospitable to good bacteria. You're making it easy for them to kind of stick around and multiply and help them thrive in your body. So that's what I recommend most of all, is really trying to keep up the high-fiber diet. And from there, sometimes a lot of time, you know, what I find is people's diets just sort of shift. Maybe they're not eating as much of the processed foods anymore just by virtue of focusing on what's really good in their diet.
So that specific type of vegetable, the onions, the garlic, artichoke, asparagus, very important to include those because of the fiber content. Now, there are a variety of different choices of fiber products available from Renew Life. Are those complementary, as we talked earlier, that this is a supplement to your high-quality diet? So just because you're taking the Renew Life specific fiber product, you don't want to miss out on those vegetables as well. Where do you suggest people start with regard to a fiber product?
Well, we also have a lot of options with fiber, but the most important thing to really look for, as I mentioned earlier, is the prebiotic. So our formulas do contain some prebiotic fiber. In particular, one of our favorite sources is acacia fiber, organic acacia, which just happens to be very versatile and easy to use as well. I use it in my smoothies every day, and you can actually mix it clear with a variety of liquids, and you can even add it to soft foods if you like. So it's very easy to use, and I think that helps people too, because when you say fiber supplement, I think a lot of times people are a little scared by that. Maybe they think, well, gosh, you know, my grandma takes a fiber supplement. You know, why would I need a fiber supplement? But it's true. We just don't get enough fiber, to be honest. I mean, we're supposed to get between 25 and 35 grams of fiber a day. We're not coming anywhere close to that number typically. The average American is at around 12 grams a day. And that's kind, in my opinion. That's very generous. I don't think people get anywhere close to that, probably closer in the range of 5 to 10, just based on fast food and processed foods today. So taking a fiber supplement, while it might seem weird to some, makes a lot of sense when you consider that you're just not getting enough with your foods.
So the acacia fiber that you mention, it comes as granules, essentially as a powder, and mixes very easily. Sometimes people might not consume that fiber as quickly as they should. Do they need to be concerned about when they mix it in the liquid? Very important to swallow that fiber mixture very quickly. And do they need to add more water to their daily routine?
Great questions. Well, everyone should add more water if they're taking any fiber. That's a great rule of thumb and very good for people to kind of keep in mind. But the beauty of acacia fiber is that it's 100% soluble fiber, yet it has a very low viscosity, meaning that it doesn't thicken up a whole lot. So that makes it very versatile. You can put it in anything, and you don't have to worry about a texture or even a taste. With, for instance, our organic clear fiber is nothing more than very finely ground organic acacia. So it's a sort of a white powder, which mixes very easily. And you don't even really have to worry about it. You can put it in things and leave it alone. You can cook with it. You can bake with it. As I mentioned, I put it in my smoothie. It's just the easiest way for me to get my fiber. But if you don't do a smoothie, put it in your cereal, put it in your yogurt. You can really add it to anything very easily.
So very important for people to understand that, yes, indeed, they can cook with it. So if they wanted to thicken something, they can use that organic acacia fiber, and they're getting the prebiotic benefits of the fiber structure to which the beneficial bacteria can adhere and colonize. And the fact that it's organic, once again, very important tidbit of information that will give people an ability to trust in the quality that they're receiving from the Renew Life products. And
well, as far as the ingredients go, Janet, between a 200 billion and a 6 billion, why or what makes the ingredients different,
okay.
Maggie?
Well, each of the formulas are slightly different. I mean, some of them, there's some redundancy, but, you know, you mentioned the wide range there, and we do that to fill a number of needs. For instance, that 200 billion product, that's a seven-day intensive powdered formula because you really can't fit 200 billion in a capsule. So that's the tricky part, is getting it in one capsule. But for other people who don't have that intensive need, we have anywhere from, you know, 150, 100, 90, 80, various potencies that all kind of depend on the need. For women and men, we have 90 billion items that are a little higher for people who want that extra support. And we have the colon care item with higher bifido. We have kids' formula with a lower potency that's chewable. So lots of different needs, lots of different requirements. But in general, it's just best to get any old probiotic. You know, you want the balance. You want the variety and the strains. What we always do and what makes us unique is the balance of bifido and lacto and our delayed-release capsules so that you could take them any time of day, making it very easy. So as long as you get a high-quality, high-potency probiotic, you really can't go wrong, regardless of whether you go with a little lower maintenance potency or if you go up and really want to address a specific issue.
Well, I know we're coming up on a short intermission, Janet. When we come back, I'd like to pursue more about the different ingredients, because I understand from all my years in the natural food business that there are several thousand strains of probiotics.
Oh, huge numbers of strains. And, yes, very important for people to understand which strains do what and how they behave when you add them to your lower digestive tract. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Our very special guest today, Maggie Johnny of Renew Life. Stay tuned. More to come. Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm here with Janet Cimarelli in Janet's palatial office, and we're speaking with Maggie Johns from the Renew Life Company about probiotics. I did mention earlier in the show that at the bottom of the hour, I'd be making a very special announcement. And I want to make the announcement right now because I think the people that listen to the show on a regular basis have to be rewarded for spending the time to learn more about how to improve their health. And in conjunction with learning more about how to improve your health, we want to try and give you the most affordable products at the most affordable price. So what we're going to do, starting today, which is Monday, December 12th, until Saturday, that's 6 days for the week, we are going to offer you our Save-A-Lot gift cards. And if you spend $100 on a gift card, you're only going to pay $90.
Wow.
So you're saving 10%, which can be used either this week, next month, or next year. The cards do not expire. So, again, all those people that buy gift cards between today and Saturday, you'll be saving 10% on every denomination of gift card that you purchase. Keep in mind that with the Christmas and Hanukkah season coming up at the end of the month, you'll be able to give away gifts to a lot of people that you know, whether they be relatives, friends, acquaintances, buddies, and give them the gift of health by giving them a gift card to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and you'll be able to save 10% on that gift card. So no matter what denomination you buy, whether it be a $10 card or a $1,000 card, does not make a difference. You're going to save 10% on every card that you buy this week from Monday through Saturday. And as a reminder, Janet, and you will remind me to mention this again during the week, to let people know they can save a great deal of money by getting the gift cards this week.
Okay. Now, when they buy a gift card, do they have to use the entire amount on
the
gift card?
Not at all. The card will carry a balance. So
fabulous.
If you buy a $500 gift card for $450 and you only spend $100, you still have a $350 balance to spend whenever you like. And there's no expiration.
No expiration date. You took the words or the answer right out of my mouth. Okay. What a fabulous opportunity.
For sure.
And when people come in and see the jaw-dropping prices that I talk about, and now to be able to have that gift card, awesome, awesome information.
Without a doubt. And getting back to Maggie and the different strains, as I pointed out, there are several thousand different strains of probiotics. And in the Renew Life products, Maggie has been speaking about some of the different strains, whether they be bifidobacteria or other strains that can help people improve their digestive health. We're talking about lactobacillus strains and bifidobacterium strains. But maybe, Maggie, you can go into a little more detail about why you chose these particular strains or why Brenda Watson chose these particular strains to include in these products that are condition-specific for either men or women, for children, adults, and youngsters. And again, using the different strains from 6 billion up to 200 billion. So I'd like you to get into some of the explanations as to why people should be using that.
Well, there's a lot to be said for the masses of research that have been done on these strains. And that's what we really look at when we formulate a product. Take, for example, you know, our kids' probiotic, one of our best sellers, the chewable item. We spent a lot of time looking at the research on a variety of strains, much like we did with our baby probiotic, to see which strains are more native to babies, infants, children. So we chose those strains based on their prevalence in the digestive tract of infants, as well as the research on children, of which there have been many different studies showing a benefit. So we take a look at the, you know, whether the strain is native to that particular person, or, and actually not or, and we look at the research. So which strains have been studied and shown to be beneficial for things like antibiotic-induced diarrhea or colic or a variety of children's issues. Same thing when you get up into the adult formulations. Like, for instance, we've taken to using a couple of specific strains in our products for women that have been shown in particular to be helpful for women with gut issues. We look at Lactobacillus plantarum, for instance, and Bifidobacterium infantis, which at one time was really only thought of as a baby strain. Now we've seen in some of the research that it can actually be incredibly beneficial for occasional irritable bowel. So it's a deep look into the research. It's choosing the best strains from the ones that have been studied, and also taking a close look at the amount of research. How long has this particular strain been around? How safe do we know it is? You take a look at Acidophilus, one of the oldest and most well-known strains of probiotic. It's been around for decades, and we know that it works really well for a number of issues. So we use a lot of Acidophilus in our formulas. And so it just kind of comes back to that. What do we know about the strains? How well do they work for these particular issues and for those particular people?
Such important information, and one of the areas that I think is so critically important to discuss is the brain-gut connection. Mm-hmm. So here are two ends of the lifespan, the newborns. Newborns delivered through cesarean section very often are not inoculated with the familial probiotics that traditionally would be part of vaginal delivery. And consequently, there may be some not only digestive issues, you mentioned colic, but as well as mental development issues. And then going to the other end of the spectrum, we deal with individuals after the age of 50 and 60. We start to see possibly a decline in memory and just mental agility, memory, concentration, recall, focus, all of that. And then in the middle, we have students who really need to be supporting their mental acuity. And for all of those areas of life, we need probiotics. So if you would mention just a little bit about the impact on brain chemistry that these beneficial bacteria achieve.
You're talking about some incredible cutting-edge information here. Some of it we simply don't quite understand yet, to be honest. It's very emerging at this time, and it's part of the reason why we're taking our time to really look at a lot of this research to see which particular strains would be the best for cognition. We haven't developed a product yet around cognition, mood, or anything like that with regard to probiotics, but the research is really emerging in that topic. Some of the mechanisms people believe that are associated with this is the existence of an incredible amount of serotonin in the gut, which can influence your mood, various connections to metabolism in the gut, and the ability of certain bacteria to harvest particular nutrients, whereas other bacteria may not. So there's a whole host of mechanisms at play here, and the theory is that a lot of these things just converge to create a much more beneficial environment for these factors to improve, whether it's cognition, memory, recall, or even, you know, brain development for infants and children. So there's a lot of research that still needs to be done. There's a lot of areas that are really emerging. You mentioned cognition, but also a lot of folks with children who have autism are looking closely at the research on probiotics. So the connection is there. It's just we still need to look at it carefully.
Such important information, and I have had some listeners contacting, wanting to know, when we're talking about 90 billion, 100 billion, 6 billion, are we talking colony-forming units? That was a listener question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great question, because the nomenclature has changed quite a bit over time. It used to be active cultures. Then it was live cultures, then it was CFUs or colony-forming units, and it's probably going to change a whole lot from there. But, yes, we're talking about individual bacteria, so colony-forming units is the traditional language. Typically on our products, just to make it really easy because many people are unfamiliar with CFU or colony-forming unit, we just say live cultures because they're just individual microbes. So, yeah, they're individually counted, and then once they're in your body, they do form colonies, some of them maybe to a greater degree than others, but all of them have a particular benefit in the human gut microbiome.
And another question from a listener, where are Renew Life probiotics made?
Well, we get a lot of our strains from a facility in Madison, Wisconsin. We distribute our products here in Florida, and our facilities can vary, but we make a good deal of our products in Washington State as well.
Okay, so Washington State, and it does say on the package, manufactured in the United States. So I think that that is an important perspective for a lot of our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Are there any ingredients made in Canada, Maggie?
Not as many probiotics made in Canada, no. Our suppliers will vary, but the majority of them are here in the U.S.
And what about from France?
I don't know of any from France off the top of my head, but it may vary.
Well, no, what I'm trying to understand is any of your products or ingredients in your products, are any of them made in Canada or France?
Our products, yes. We have fish oils, for instance, that that are made in Canada. France, none that I know of off the top of my head, but the suppliers will vary quite a bit. The biggest chunk of our products are made here in the States, in Washington State. That's our major facility, but it may vary depending on the product.
There's one other question that keeps arising. People who shop in health food stores, they're concerned about lead poisoning in ingredients coming from China.
Mm.
Are there any ingredients in Renew Life products coming from China?
We don't have a lot of ingredients that come from China. A lot of herbal ingredients may, and you really have to kind of look carefully if a product is made with herbal ingredients, maybe inquire about that product in particular, and we can look it up. But probiotics are quite different in that way. They're made, they're produced here in the States, and then it's distributed, you know, throughout the world. But herbal ingredients are a little trickier. Vitamins are very tricky. Quite a lot of vitamins are made through fermentation from China. Not to say that that's, you know, a bad thing or whatever. I mean, a lot of the ingredients coming from China are just fine, and they have certificates of analysis and so forth. But it's really the type of ingredient to be aware of. For instance, vitamins and herbs, look more carefully at those.
And it's time for us to take our last break on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am here with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Our very special guest today, Maggie Johnny, and she is educating us about Renew Life products. Stay tuned. More to come.
Bring your blood work. Bring your supplements. Talk about health issues. We can get your natural approach organized with your priorities in mind. Come on in 6 days a week. Call for Janet's hours at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Get started on your health plan today. Walk in and sign in to sit down with Janet Cimarelli, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. A half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. 754-307-1655.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman again for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here with Janet Cimarelli and our very special guest from Renew Life, Maggie Johns, is speaking to us about probiotics. I had mentioned earlier that we have a special going on starting today till the end of the week, and that is anyone who buys a Save-A-Lot gift card will get a 10% discount on whatever the card value is. So if you spend $100, it's only going to cost you $90. If you spend $10, it's only going to cost you $9. If you want to spend $1,000, it's only going to cost you $900. So all these discounts will be available on the gift cards starting today through Saturday. And they're great gifts. People who you know, acquaintances, friends, relatives that enjoy shopping at health food stores, our prices are by far the lowest of anybody around. Nobody beats our prices. We have everyday low prices 52 weeks a year. And my suggestion would be, if you don't believe me, come in with your iPhone, your smartphone, your laptop, your computer, and just go online or bring in your receipts from past purchases that you made at other stores and compare what we're selling it for compared to what you paid. And I guarantee you that our prices will be lower. And now you can even save even more by getting a gift card. There's no expiration. You can use it this week, next month, or next year. So they don't expire. So take advantage of it between today and Saturday. And on this coming Saturday, we're going to have a in-store demonstration on Shell Shield, which is a way to protect yourself from getting any detrimental effects from using a cell phone to your ear. And I think it's important because I think almost everybody today has a cell phone, and most people keep it to their ear maybe an hour or two every day. How many times do you walk into a supermarket or a gas station or a convenience store or a department store and see people walking around with that cell phone glued to their ear, like it's part of their head? And now you're going to find out why you should have a shield to protect yourself from that cell phone. But let's get back to Maggie, Janet.
Okay. And so we've talked about the probiotics. We've talked about fiber. I would like to discuss just for a little bit enzymes, because in my view, I'm not necessarily able to maintain a healthy gut activity, gut chemistry, if I haven't achieved full digestion and breakdown of the foods that I'm consuming over the course of the day. So where should I start with regard to enzymes, Maggie?
Well, there's a lot of options there, too, but a good start is our line called Digest Smart. That's a very comprehensive line of enzymes that will vary depending on the type of person you are. There's a women's item, there's a adult 50-plus item, and then there's also extra care, kind of to cover everyone else. When it comes to enzymes, it really is important, as you said, to ensure more complete digestion. People don't realize exactly what that means. They just sort of take for granted that their foods get digested at all. But what we've seen and what I'm sure a lot of us have experienced is when we eat certain foods, we get gas and bloating. We may get a real large sense of fullness. We may experience digestive distress as a result. So I always tell people, take an enzyme with meals. It just is like a little insurance policy on your digestive system. It covers you. It makes sure that you're digesting those foods well. I find this particularly helpful for people who spend a lot of time on the types of foods they eat. I always think, well, gosh, you're spending so much time worrying about this meal, preparing it, shopping for the best ingredients, and then you don't take an enzyme to ensure that you're absorbing those nutrients and digesting those foods. It just doesn't make any sense. So taking enzymes can be incredibly beneficial and can really help for those folks who experience digestive issues like gas and bloating in particular.
Is there any recommendation with regard to a particular focus? Might someone really need to address the ability to digest fat? So I'm thinking about people who are dealing with liver and gallbladder issues. Is there a particular choice among the Renew Life enzymes that they might want to focus on? Is there something special in another category that perhaps they're not digesting proteins very well? Where to go from there?
That's a great question, and it makes a lot of sense for this particular line because we do have those specifications. For instance, our adult 50-plus item has a lot more lipase than the others and a lot more lipase than really any other enzyme on the market. So the lipase will be essential for people who have difficulty digesting fats. In particular, this will come up for the folks who experience liver and gallbladder issues. So I find the adult 50-plus to be really one of the better items in our product line for that reason. It makes a lot of sense for a lot of different kinds of people who have difficulty digesting fat. The Extra Care Digest Smart is specifically very good for people who eat a lot of protein because it has quite a bit more protease enzyme activity value. It has a variety of enzymes in the protease category, but also has a high potency of each. So compared to the other two items, the Extra Care is going to be the one for the high protein diet. So those would be the two specifications. The women's item is a little bit more just, you know, kind of baseline or normal, but still very comprehensive with a couple of herbs in there for mood. That's a really good angle with the women's item because from some of the research we've seen, women experience more stress-related indigestion issues than men do. So we added a few herbs in there like amla and ashwagandha, for instance.
So such extremely comprehensive attention to each of the different requirements depending on people having specific personal issues. So they might be related to age. They might be related to a certain weakness in their digestive system, but there are always choices within the Renew Life array of products to meet everyone's additional or their particular focus that they need. So overall, we've talked about the probiotics and the importance of using fibers as a prebiotic in addition to different prebiotic supporting vegetables. We've covered the fiber product, the soluble organic acacia product from Renew Life. So versatile, so easy to use. It can mix in foods. You can use it in cooking. And it will help to get you a little closer to that 30 grams of protein or 30 grams of fiber we need every day. How many grams of fiber in a serving of the soluble acacia?
That's 5 grams per serving, per tablespoon.
Oh, okay. So 5 grams per tablespoon, and you can use it all through your day with a variety of different foods and drinks. So easy to use. So we are running out of time. Al?
One last question, Jen. What is the recommended dosage for helping people clear up a stomach distress using fiber? Is it 30 grams a day that people should be using?
You want to shoot for 25 to 35 grams, but with fiber, you got to be a little careful not to take too much.
Otherwise, start gently.
Yeah, start slow, and Janet knows what I'm talking about. Just start with a small amount.
And, Al, very quickly, what's going on with those gift
cards?
Well,
the gift cards, anybody who buys the Save-A-Lot gift cards this week from today through Saturday will get an additional 10% off that price of the card, no matter how many you buy. The cards do not expire. They can be used for as long as you like. And, again, they make great gifts for the holidays.
So nice, coming up before the holiday season. Yes, well, those gift givers out there. And to all of our listeners, we are out of time. You've been tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. And thanks to our very special guest, Maggie Johnny of Renew Life. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.